Rita Jackson, DETAJACKSON, 7/17/48. 76-year-old woman with history of hyperlipidemia, status post-myocardial infarction, COPD, severe end-stage coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, comes in after she had a syncopal episode on or about the 24th of this month. She was sitting at the Wagon, W-A-G-O-N wheel, W-H-E-E-L restaurant. She had half a beer. She all of a sudden became pale, felt dizzy. She had not bent down. She had not been volume depleted. She's had no nausea and vomiting. And she had no vasovagal period. This lasted a few minutes, then it went away. She did go to the emergency room at HCA, where she was met by a cardiologist, Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, because of her previous history. Dr. Patel took her completely off the metoprolol and told her to take Norvasc, but her blood pressure has been beautiful, 147 over 78, so she has not taken any medication for blood pressure at this time. Let's make a medication list. First of all, allergy, codeine, and pollen. This is on a separate sheet of paper. Lipitor, 80 milligram one today. Patient is off metoprolol completely. Next number, albuterol inhaler as directed. Trelegy inhaler as directed. Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. COVID immunization times one. In the past, surge, medical problems, COPD, asthma, diabetes, history of coronary artery disease, CVA. The patient has cardiac cachexia, lost a bunch of weight, and is no longer taking any medication for blood sugar. A patient's blood work at the hospital was negative. She's had a hysterectomy under surgery. Social, she still smokes. She knows that's contributing to her severe heart disease, but nevertheless, she doesn't want to stop. I didn't take your pen, man, but it's not there. I'm telling you, family history is non-contributory. Patient, once again, it has an appointment to see Dr. Patel. She's here today to see if it's a good idea for her to see Dr. Patel. I told her it's very much a good idea. She needs, they need to decide whether or not she needs an antihypertensive, and she definitely needs an echo and a King's monitor at this time. Patient agrees to do so. She had a very large heart attack with a left-sided stent in place in the past. Period. New paragraph, 137 pounds, 95%, 97.8, 18, 74, 147 over 78. Heart causes, home buzzers, three lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixture, JVD, skin shows, no rash around because of the agent. Number one, history of heart disease. Number two, atherosclerotic heart disease. Number three, peripheral vascular disease, severe. Number four, carotid artery stenosis, severe. Number five, COPD, end stage. Number six, continue with Trelegy. Number seven, continue with albuterol. Number eight, weights 137 pounds, suffering from cardiac cachexia, not eating as much. The next number, doing well with no chest pain or shortness of breath. Next number, agree with seeing Dr. Patel, cardiologist, next number, to decide on antihypertensive medication if needed and a King's Holter monitor. Next number, no reason to talk about smoking. We've talked about this over 1,000 times before. She will never quit till the day she's put in the grave, she has told me in the past. Next number, alcohol use is minimal. Next number, blood work will be obtained from the hospital. Next number, cholesterol will be redone by the Dr. Patel's office when patient sees them. Thank you.